Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the bold taste of Mountain Dew with juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Available in 9 flavors, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick. Kickstart your day. Holmberg's Morning
Sickness. I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. Man, this whole thing is nothing compared to what goes on between the breaks. What a conversation we just had that would just get us fired from every other job in the world. There's no possible way this conversation could ever be. Dale, I appreciate your open and honest. I see you in a totally new light.
That's it.
Just all I'm saying is fist bump Dale from here
Good
on.
Good day, sir.
Don't shake his hand. That's all I'm saying. You French kiss your mother with that mouth. Anyway, it's time now for break. You can stay if you want. You're out of here. He's scared to death. It's time for the entertainment drill. Brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. Jay and his beautiful wife, Joy, came out to the show Friday night. Thank you to them. Thank you, Dale. Thank you to them for coming out. Always supportive. The one thing I love about React Defense and the Tactical Black thing is that it is a family-owned operation. This is a bunch of people who really just care about their area, their community, and they are truly trying to make this community a better, smarter place. I know it sounds kind of cliche and weird, but they're really good people who do this here, and they break their ass hours and hours and hours and hours, and they do all right. You know, they're doing well, but they could be one of those people that sells the whole thing, makes millions and millions of this and that, trying to make, but that would taint the product, and it's very important to them to put out a great product, and they do an amazing job. And in the day and age of everything going haywire and weird and all these conglomerate nonsense companies coming in saying we've got the answer and we've got it in 67 cities and it's just this watered-down version of what something should be, that's what the difference is here. React Defense is an unbelievable setup. Tactical Black is amazing. And, you know, we live in a crazy place. Why not be a little more prepared and a little smarter? That's all I have to say about that. These are the folks that do it. Jay and Josh are up there in Phoenix. You got Tony out there just crushing everybody. He's amazing, and you're going to get challenged. Tony's the guy at the bar you'd look at and go, if anything goes down in here, I don't want him on my team. He's too small. And at the end of the night, there'll be one man standing, and his name is Tony. The man is amazing. He's unbelievably fast, and he's a great instructor, best instructors ever. Michael's out there in Chandler, and everybody's just great. So when you start finding stuff like this, you want to spread the word. I definitely do. Be smarter. Be more prepared. Nothing going to hurt you about that. And also challenge yourself the way you've never been challenged. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Forbes put out the list of the world's highest paid comedians.
I mean, who last year? I bet you it's a woman from last year because they had a great year.
The number one
Whitney Cummings.
Comedian.
Nah, maybe not.
In the past 12
months.
No, the past 12 years.
No, it's the past 12 years.
Wow. I was going to say Coy's blowing up, but
Coy's,
I don't think he's been doing it for 12 years.
Has been dethroned.
Kevin Hart.
Wouldn't be Chappelle. 12 years, he took too much time off. It's going to be off. Dane Cook.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld
has been number one for the past 12. Kevin Hart dethroned him.
Are we talking about attendance
based
money?
Based on money.
Monday.
Kevin
Monday.
Hart put $59 million into his
That's
bank
pretty
account. Darn
good.
Seinfeld was $41 million this year.
Because a few years. Oh, so he was 12 years in a row, he was number one. Because I remember Foxworthy and the puppet guy.
They had a pretty good run. The guy that really
puppet
moved
guy.
Up.
Puppet guy.
Fader?
No, the other one.
Terry Fader?
Fader no,
Jeff Dunham. Fader.
Jeff Dunham, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
He's number nine at $15 million. Fader's eight at $17
million. Remember when Larry the Cable Guy was $60 million a year? Every year that came out, he was all over that.
I don't know if he was he that high?
He was $60 million a year when he got, because he was selling merchandise at truck stops and T-shirts. He became Duck Dynasty for about 2 years.
He had not the logo, but those tees, he just grandfathered all that stuff in and would
get some movies.
He wholesaled them out.
That was early 2000s, and I remember talking to Ralphie about it, and he goes, that dude is making 58 to $65 million a year, and he averaged $60 million a year for about 3 years. And then it just... Same with Jeff Dunham. Jeff Dunham was in the 40 to 60 range for a few years. The guy was killing it.
Number six, Gabriel Iglesias, $22 million.
Yeah.
Number
He's
five.
Got a Netflix show, too.
Yeah.
Who's really moved up. This is a huge year for him. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
$26 million.
He's hosting the MTV Movie
Awards. But he got knighted by
awards.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah.
He
on
had
that
a special
show.
On Netflix.
On that show.
Well, before that, he was at his Netflix special in the front row. There's Jerry Seinfeld.
Number four, Trevor Noah, $28 million. Wow. Number three, Gaffigan, $30 million.
Good for him.
I watched Gaffigan's special over the weekend. It's pretty funny.
And see, that's what's crazy is Coy, who we know very well, is having the run of a lifetime.
A banner year.
Not even cracked in that. I bet you he missed. Yeah. I bet you he
well,
pushed 15.
Well, it could be the following year, though.
It might be. He's going to make 15 or 20 this year.
Yeah, so that list next year will have
Coy. That's nuts.
Yeah, he's going to be on that.
Nuts. Good for him. Joe's a great guy. He deserves it.
We have some celebrity deaths. And you could say this is a triad, but you got Peter Fonda passed away. Then you have NFL running back Cedric Benson.
That was crazy. Car accident, right?
Motorcycle accident.
And he had just pled guilty Friday to drunk driving charges.
Oh, is that?
So I don't know if this has anything to do with if he was drinking or something. But.
And then old school comedian Kip Adada passed away. 75.
Wet Dream, Kip Adada?
He was 75.
So he was only in his 30s when Wet Dream came out?
Wow. Yeah.
Cruising through the Gulf Stream.
Ooh. Wet Dream.
So I was talking to my sturgeon. God, that song.
Blew a seal.
Yeah. Because I needed the money. Kip Adada died. He had one thing. He was actually a pretty funny comedian, too. He was kind of like a private eye. He acted like it was a weird approach, but.
That's how he kind of tells the story.
Yeah, it's his stand-up and his Wet Dream, the song. People don't know what Wet Dream is. I don't know. Does it hold up? It's clever.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, you'd say it's a
I don't know if you listen today, you'd be like, it's a
dad joke song.
But it's a dad joke song, but it's very clever because it's replacing, it's all fish.
I was riding my stingray.
Yeah, it's themed.
Stopped at a Shell station.
And it makes sense because everything's themed under the sea. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that would hold up or if it would be a... I mean, it was kind of a groaner back then, but it was so clever. You're like, this is pretty good. You got to give the guy credit. He found a way to incorporate all these fish into the song. What was this, like 82?
I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar.
Man, it's so weird because that's so Dr. Demento, and that brings back Sunday nights for me. KDKB used to run that at 8 o'clock on Sunday nights, and I would just go in my room and lay down and listen to stupid-ass Dr. Demento, that and the Scotsman's Kilt. And
we brought it back for a couple of years. When the Zone went back on there, and so it was 91. Yeah.
I have all the CDs. I stole them from KOI before I left. They had when we left the Zone. I went up and remember that big third floor that had all that old stuff
with the 6 foot thick walls because they had to.
Well, that was different.
From...
Yeah, but the upstairs they didn't. There's going to be death after death out of that cancerous mess. But upstairs was the third floor that was just storage, and I remember seeing a box of all the old Dr. Dementos, all of them, dated.
Eric Schechter took me up there when I took interviewing for a job, and I saw a bunch of that.
Oh,
kind
I took
of
him.
Stuff
well, I mean, everything was.
It was fun to hear
amazing.
Him call in and lay down some lines.
Demento.
Okay, are you ready?
Are you ready? Okay.
It was great. And I don't that show. There's no possible way that thing's still interesting to anybody. But
Slipknot has the number one album in America.
Good. Rocks on top.
David Hasselhoff.
Number two.
Is working on a another album. Bunch of collaborations are happening, including the Flock of Seagulls, Echo and the Bunnymen.
With David Hasselhoff?
With the Hoff.
Oh, God.
Tracy Guns.
From L.A.
Charlie
Guns.
Daniels.
Uh-oh.
Yep. And then what was the other one? There was one last one.
Please say Samantha Fox.
Yes.
Al Jorgensen.
Damn it.
Leader of Ministry.
So we got the sales figures already for the weekend because everything came out on Friday.
For what?
Killswitch is the number one album now.
No
They
kidding.
Dethroned Slipknot.
Slipknot
so
and Killswitch.
Two debuts right in a row.
Well, good, good.
And over the weekend, I guess Slayer, they were a sponsor on a NASCAR. And NASCAR said, nope.
Doesn't fit our moral standard. They listened to their, like somebody signed them on and they were going to put the logo on there. And somebody said, look into that real quick. And then they saw that... They sing songs about the devil, which is odd because I don't know which one. Is it Kerry King or one of them's very religious?
Kerry King is very religious.
Yeah, they just kind of. And that was the Slayer idea. 54 car and they took it off. They were going to sponsor a NASCAR. It's a great looking car. But the.
That's pretty awesome.
the team.
I recognize the driver's name too, and I'm
oh, yeah, it wasn't a crap name. Anyway, Slayer can't be part of that. Can't have Raining Blood rolling around at 200 miles an hour.
At Bristol, so it's Tennessee.
Oh, you're in the Bible Belt, man. You're not. Not the South is not taken to that. If they know about it, they're fine. If they don't, it scares the hell out of them. It's like wiping too good. They think it's gay.
The Deadspin headline, NASCAR cowards drop Slayer.
Perfect. Larry's coming up next. You know what you should do? You should email Larry today at McFeely at 98KUPD.com and say, you know what, Larry? You're looking fit.
I like you.
I think I like this new Larry. Fit Larry. And that would be nice. Just make his day. Why not make somebody's day? Whether or not you're telling the truth, it would make somebody feel good. McFeely at 98KUPD.com. Hey, Larry, looking pretty fit, bro. You've been ripping some biceps? You've been ripping shoulders? You've been ripping traps? What are you doing tonight? You going to rip legs? I'm going to shred those. Don't skip leg day, Larry. Look like you're riding a chicken.
You look yoked.
We're all done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. How long?
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.